Listen, it's amazing having you here, but it's a little bit of a throwback. And with that, let's just jump right into it and get the show started.
I heard he spent 500 pounds on jeans. Goes to the gym at least 6 times a week. Wears boat shoes with no socks on his feet. And I hear he's on a new diet and watches what he eats. He's got his eyebrows plucked and his asshole bleached. Owns every single ministry CD. Tribal tattoos and he don't know what it means. But I heard he makes you happy, so that's fine by me. But still, I'm just keeping it real. Still looking at your Instagram and I'll be creeping a little. I'll be trying not to double tap from way back, cause I know that's where the trouble's at. Let me remind you of the days when you used to hold my hand, and when we sipped champagne out of cider cans. I guess if you were Lois Lane, I wasn't Superman, just a young boy trying to be loved. So let me get it to you. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, you wouldn't be calling me up trying to, cause I'm positive that you don't wanna know about me. I wanna know about your new man. We'll get there eventually. I know you're missing all this kind of love, but I'm positive that you don't wanna know about me. Your new man rents a house in the burp and wears a man bag on his shoulder, but I call it a purse. Every year he goes to Malaga with all the fellas. Drinks beer but has a six pack, I'm kinda jealous. He wears sunglasses indoors in winter at night time, and every time a rap song comes on he makes a gun sign, says tune, boy them light up the room. Well enough about him girl, let's talk about you. You were the type of girl who sat beside the water reading, eating a pack of the crisps, but you will never find you cheating. Now you're eating kale, hitting the gym, keeping up with Kylie and Kim, in the back of the club kissing a boy that ain't him. Okay, you need to be alone, and if you wanna talk about it you can call my phone. I just thought that I would tell you cause you ought to know. You're still a young girl trying to be loved, so let me give it to you. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, you wouldn't be calling me up trying to, cause I'm positive that he don't wanna know about me. I don't wanna know about your new man, we'll get there eventually. I know you're missing all this kind of love, but I'm positive that he don't wanna know about me. Baby, I'm not trying to ruin your week, but you act so differently when you're with him. I know you're lonely. Please remember you're still free to make the choice and leave. Don't call me up, you need to show me. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, you wouldn't be calling me up trying to, cause I'm positive that you don't wanna know about me. I don't wanna know about your new man, get there eventually. I know you're missing all this kind of love, but I'm positive that you don't wanna know about me. Positive that you don't wanna know about. Positive that you don't wanna know about. I don't wanna know about your new man.
Say it. And I love the way that your breath loves me like Novocaine. And we are always high, keep it strange. Okay, yeah, I'm insane, but you're the same. Let me paint the picture, couch by the kitchen. Hey, nothing but your heels on, losing all religion. You're my pretty little fiction, and I'm that voice inside your head that keeps telling you to listen to all the bad things I say and you said.
I want you forever, even when we're not together. Scars on my body so I can take you wherever, like I want you forever, even when we're not together. Scars on my body, I can look at you and never get
them. Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like, don't think that I can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated. Don't matter what you say.
So I can take you wherever, like
I want you forever, even when we're not together.
Put scars on my body,
yeah,
I can look at you and never.
Yeah. something, let me know.
Baby, go let me know.
Alright, you just heard Ed Sheeran, New Man, followed by Bad Things by Machine Gun Kelly and Camila Cabello, and Now or Never by Halsey. Now, New Man, with that song, there's a few lyrics I want to point out because they're exceptional. The first is, I'll be trying not to double tap from way back. That's just genius right there. If you don't get it, reference to Instagram, but regardless, it's amazing. Also, I love the line, he wears sunglasses indoors in winter at nighttime. That's just, honestly, if you do that, stop doing it, because it's unnecessary. I like sunglasses, but if it's indoors in winter at nighttime, maybe lose the sunglasses. Machine Gun Kelly, I've been recently getting into his... I've only heard a few of his songs, but everything I've heard, I've enjoyed, I must say. I like that he does... from some of the things I've seen, like... I'm pretty sure the background to Bad Things is Pachelbel's canon, just, you know, kind of electronic'd up, but it's cool. And Halsey, Now or Never, that one just came out. But it is good. I'm going to play a few songs for you guys today that I've listened to, and I don't have an opinion on them. Maybe I'll give them after. Well, all right, I've got the next song ready for you guys, and let's just keep going with it.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why, and I know you, and you've got to make it on your own. But we don't have to grow up, we can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're gone. Just take your time, the clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second, your hands on mine. The clock is ticking, so stay.
right, everyone. We got a little special treat. We have a caller on the air. Would you like your anonymity to be revealed?
No, my anonymity is very important.
Your anonymity is important. I think we have a second caller on as well. Is that correct?
Do we actually?
Oh my goodness. I think I know who the second caller is as well. We've got two people on the air. This is unprecedented, and it's all about perspective. That's the name of the show.
This is someone very special.
Someone very special?
Yeah.
Wow. Would you like your anonymity to be revealed? Yes, you are. I know you don't want your anonymity to be revealed.
Okay.
I don't care.
Well, you both talked at the same time, and it's a little... Can you two hear each other?
I don't know.
Well,
was that the person? Is that the other person?
That was not me. That was the other person, yes.
All right. Yeah, hi. How you doing, other person?
Yeah, what's up, man?
This is a beautiful moment. Two of my friends, I assume, are talking to each other, but I don't know who the second person is. Would you like to reveal yourself?
I'm really surprised you don't know who this is by now, but...
It's kind of hard to tell over the radio. You know, there's some voice gets messed up.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
I'm a baby.
What was the last word? Did you get that, Adam? I didn't reveal.
I heard I'm a something. I didn't hear the last. What about my anonymity being revealed?
Yeah, they don't. There could be many Adams.
I'm a baby.
You're a what?
A baby.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Wait, you two don't know each other, but we went to rival schools. Baby Dumas is on the air.
That's me.
Yes, the one who's he who shall not be named. The other caller, Tom Baby Dumas, went to Dwight Englewood. How do you feel about
that?
True.
Why can't I know your name, Mr. Dwight?
It's just we'll call him A for now.
I think his name's Adam because I heard you say.
Yeah, it. I did mention that.
Yeah, you ruined this for me, Dylan.
I'm so sorry. I extremely apologize. You know, you guys are on the edge. Is there anything you guys want to spread to the world? This is a big moment.
You can go first.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to say that I'm much better than Dylan at ping pong.
That's false. That's very false.
And
yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, On to Adam.
I'm crumbling.
I'd like to say that the Dwight Englewood tennis team is the best high school tennis team in Northern New Jersey.
Oh my goodness. First of all, that's not true. They're good.
It's 100%
true. They're okay. They're okay.
Nah, it kind of is.
Why? You're not supposed to support that, man.
Well, I mean, I don't want to lie on air.
Can I ask you guys a question real quick? Because there's a little question I wanted to propose later on that I was going to, but now I got people to talk to. So if I asked you,
you're the interviewee.
Yeah, I'll interview you. If I,
you're the radio
this is kind of a random question, but if I asked you out of nowhere, does it look like I'm flexing and then I puff my chest out and start flexing? What would your answer be?
Well, Dylan, probably yes. Me pretty much every time I see you.
Yeah. I heard A say yes. First of all, if that happens...
It's not an answer.
The answer to that question is 100% of the time, no. You're supposed to say no. If someone asks, does it look like I'm flexing? And then you clearly start flexing. What? The point is to say no. I don't understand it. I'm glad to have your input on that. I left it open there, open-ended for you guys to kind of jump in, but nothing happened.
Dylan, what is that? What are the rules?
The rules? The rules of being on the air?
Yeah.
You know, just please don't, you know, say anything explicit. You can speak your mind, though. You want to give any of
your
opinions?
Can't say explicit things?
Yeah, I'll kind of like, maybe I'll hang up on you.
Okay, if I have to go, can I say something explicit before you hang up?
You can say not something explicit, but I do know something you can plug. Maybe something that's coming up that's important for you. like an election?
Wait, guys, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't think I'm allowed. I don't know if anyone's like listening, but I'm not allowed to like mention it outside the group.
Can I mention it?
Election coming up.
Can I support you and mention it?
Sure, I guess.
Okay, I'll do that later on.
Wait, Adam, okay. you go to Tufts now?
He does.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I love this.
Like, how is Tufts? Do you like it?
Wow, we're getting...
I generally like it.
We're really hitting some hard topics here.
Going to school there now.
Well, I mean, like, I don't go to Tufts, so, like, I feel like I'm outnumbered here, so I need some information.
Yeah, no, good question.
Yeah, I understood everything you said there. This kid mumbles his way through his life.
No, I'm also on the 10th story of my dorm building, so...
Yeah, I understand. Well,
I didn't hear that part.
Do either of you want me to play any songs in particular? Because I feel like this segment is getting old and we're losing...
I want you to play Look At Me by XXXTentacion.
Does that have a lot of explicit lyrics?
I guess it's art, Dylan.
It's art? Okay. What did you say, A?
I have a good one if you're interested.
Yeah, I'm interested.
It's called Yui Yui by the Funky Monkeys. U-I-I-U-I-I.
U-I-I-U-I-I. By yep. the it's Funky really Monkeys.
Dylan, what about ABC?
Oh, my goodness. If I hate that song. Context for that little tidbit. Huh, there used to be a little fault in my old aux cord in my car that every time I plugged my phone in, it would play the first song on my phone, which was ABC.
Oh, mine does that too. I think that just...
Yeah. Oh. So it was ABC. So every time I plugged my phone into the car for about a year and a half, I heard... And I honestly, if I hear the start of that song, I just get angry. I just feel upset.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bit annoying.
Every single time you get in the car for like a year and a half, that
I just want everyone to know that Dylan is not like Dylan is not the kind of guy that when there's a problem that annoys him, like his initial reaction is not to fix it. It's more just to get angry.
No, not at all.
So, you know, over these years, he still has not removed ABC from his phone. First of all, why the hell do you have that song on your phone in the first place?
That's a very good question, and I don't know. I should have removed it, but I like to describe my life as a series of minor inconveniences, so I have to continue.
I feel like I need to just expose you.
Yeah, expose me. Adam, do you need to go?
For everything
I mean, A...
I mean, I'm happy to stay on the air, but, like, I'm going to go driving. Like, I have Bluetooth on my car.
I don't support you being distracted while driving, so.
You guys don't.
Okay. Play Yui Yui, and then I'll be happy.
Okay, I'll try to find it. U-I-I-U-I-I. Is that two words?
It's two words.
Oh, I found it.
There's a space between them. Did you?
Let me see if I can play it. Ready? Is it playing? It's playing. What is this?
Okay.
Oh my. maybe we'll stay away from that. All right, A, I don't support you getting hurt while being on the show, so thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Dom.
It's my pleasure. I'll give you a shout out later on. See you later, man.
Sounds good.
It was good talking to you, Eddie.
No response. Wow, that's cold. That's cold.
Wow.
He hung up.
That's
okay,
very cold.
You want to expose me, Tom? Go ahead. Expose me.
Nah, I don't really have anything to expose you.
You don't have anything else? It's because I'm squeaky clean. Except I need to shower. I was getting the gains earlier. I actually sent you a Snapchat of me chugging my protein shake earlier today.
Yeah, I saw that.
You did. You didn't respond. I didn't appreciate it.
Nah, I feel like I don't respond to many of your Snapchats.
Yeah, but I always wake up to a Snapchat from you, so it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you know, it's more like you Snapchatting me during the day, I just get my daily dose of Dylan.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're apart for a long, extended periods of time. Also, do you notice that this has changed into a talk show? This is literally...
What do you mean?
We've literally... normally, I just talk for about 5 seconds in between songs, and then I just keep going. This has literally turned into a talk show.
Have you never had a phone call this long?
What?
Have you never had someone call in to this long?
I've had people call in, and I love it. But, you know, people don't... normally take the time out of that. You know what the difference is? I always post on Facebook. Here's some social media for you. I always post on Facebook about it.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah, and I post it on Snapchat. And now two people called in simultaneously. Never happened on the show. Never happened in WMFO history. Disclaimer, that's not true. but we're breaking...
I feel like you need to hire me as your marketer or something.
Your marketer? I hear that that's your major. Really interesting stuff. Really interesting stuff.
Yeah, you need to get your advertising better.
Okay, I'll hire you. I'll Venmo you 25 cents a week to be my marketer.
sounds like enough.
All right, sounds amazing. All right.
So how's life for you been, Dylan?
Oh my goodness. I feel like we're losing the listeners, Tom. I feel like we're losing the listeners.
Yeah, I should probably get out of here before things...
What's up?
I should probably get out of here before you have zero listeners.
It's all about Perspective Bunch. That's the name of my show, by the way. Is a very devoted bunch. They're a very devoted group of people. They
have you? Wait. Last
question. One time I just screamed for 10 minutes, just one note, like ah, and they stayed listening the entire time. It was really weird.
Does anyone at Tufts like come up to you and be like, are you that guy Dylan from the radio show?
Yes. I actually have to cover my face. I wear a mask on my way to class because I just wouldn't get to class on time. I walk around campus and everyone's like, are you that It's All About Perspective DJ? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. I realize it's the voice. It's the voice, isn't it? You know, baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
It's all that practice from Call of Duty lobbies.
Yes, it is. But that is a story for another time.
All right, Dylan.
I'm going to have you call in. There's a little sad news about next week, but the week after next week, I'm going to have you call in, and we're going to talk about that, all right?
Yeah, dude, honestly, like, if it's on your story, I'm going to see it, and I'm going to call in.
All right, I'll do it. Sounds excellent.
All right.
It's lovely to hear from you.
Thank you for the invite.
I love it. I love it. I'm glad we've gained about 300 listeners in the time period of us talking. It's just spreading like wildfire.
Hey, Dylan, we're going to do our handshake, just, you know,
that's
virtually.
That's incredibly impossible right now.
All right, so
yeah. It's not as amusing for people who don't know what it is.
So hug.
It's a hug. Turn,
feet.
Hand, turn.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Turn, this is falling apart. I'm going to start playing a song, and I'm going to drown you out.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks for calling in, man. It's good to hear from you.
See ya.
You and I go home.
and there you go again, making me love you. Yeah, I'll stop using my head, let it all go. Got you stuck on my body like a tattoo. Yeah, yeah.
This is gospel for the fallen ones, locked away in permanent slumber, assembling their philosophies from pieces of broken memories. Oh, 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 oh. Gospel for the vagabonds, ne'er-do-wells and insufferable bastards, confessing their apostasies, led away by imperfect imposters. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Don't try and sleep through the end of the world and bury me. I won't give up without a fight. If you love me, let me go. If you love me, let me go. 'Cause these words are nice enough to leave scars. The fear of falling apart. Truth be told, I never was yours.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and have a soul. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's a tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's a tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's a tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. The songs on the radio are okay. My taste in music is your face, and it takes a song to come around to show you. Sleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh. But it takes someone to come around to show. She's a carver, she's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
All right, you just heard One More Night by Maroon 5, followed by This Is Gospel, the piano version of Panic at the Disco, and Tearing My Heart by 21 Pilots. I like those guys. They're good. They're definitely good. That was a lot of fun talking with those guys. One of those guys I haven't talked to in a while. He's one of my very close friends at home from, you know, back in New Jersey. It's good to hear from him. Little anecdote. Before this show, I had a large coffee. Now hear me out. Hear me out. Normally, I don't get a large. Normally, I don't even get a medium. I usually get a small. But I have that Dunkin' Donuts app, not a paid advertisement. I have that Dunkin' Donuts app that like lets you get kind of rack up points until you get a free drink. And when you get the free drink, you can get it any size. Now, of course, I'm not going to get the small with the free one. I'm going to get the large because you have to, you know, play the game. You got to play the game. But the problem is that recently there was water damage in the house where I was living, and we all got moved, and everyone that was in the house kind of got moved in different spots around campus. And I didn't take my refrigerator with me. So normally what I'd do is I would split that large up into like 2 days, that large drink. But I don't have a refrigerator, so I just had it all. And I've never felt like I've never had like my hand shaking or anything, and from like too much caffeine or anything. I don't drink that much caffeine, but this time I will say I drank it, and I was feeling very, very amped for this, as I usually am. But I'm just saying, I felt it, and it was I felt like I drank a large coffee, and I normally don't. Just thought I'd share that with you guys in case I'm a little bit, you know, I don't know, different today than another day. I'm always the same though. You know, I'm gonna give a new song a try now. It's number one on iTunes right now. I listened to it once. I'm not sure how I feel about it yet, but maybe we'll listen to it together and we'll see what I think after. All right.
Thank you. times. Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. Thank you.
I've made up my mind. Don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further. This ain't last. I know this is love. But if I tell the world, I'll never say enough, 'cause it was not said to you. And that's exactly what I need to do if I
You just heard Sign of the Times by Harry Styles. That's what I was talking about, number one on iTunes right now. I think I like it. It's different. It's a little bit long, but it's a different song, and I think I enjoyed it. That's all I want from a song, is to kind of enjoy listening to it, and I did, so why not? Then you heard In the Night by The Weeknd, and if you thought that song ended abruptly, you'd be correct. I accidentally pressed pause on it, and just, you know, and then in the panic of trying to press play again, I pressed rewind, and it went back to the beginning of the song. So I was like, I'm not gonna try and find it. Let's just play the next song. I'm human. I can't help it. Well, we're down to the last 4 minutes of the show now. Just wanted to give you a little update. Next week, I will not be here, which is very sad. It's very sad. Club tennis team at Tufts is going to nationals. Woo! There's no one to clap for us. But that means I won't be here next Saturday, but I will be here the week after. So, you know, it's all right, though. We can get through it. We can get through it. But thank you to everyone who called in. Thank you to everyone who's listening in. This is truly my favorite time of the week. I look forward to doing this every single week, and I definitely, it's 1 hour that's just extremely fun. I love doing it. So thank you for listening and thank you for calling in. And you know how we like to end the show. We like to end the show with a song that kind of you kind of jam to, you kind of dance to. And also, I have to say it, I'm going to go and get, oh, I messed it up. I'm going to go get some noms, of course, because it's dinner time and I'm a hungry boy. All right, well, so thank you everyone for listening in and enjoy this last song because it's a banger. I'll see you all 2 weeks from now.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue Continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
This is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.